Buzzing. All right, so last presentation is Arjun Gavaker, if I pronounce that right, yeah, from EIUG.
So good morning, my name is official, now it's Arjun Gavaker. I'm nowadays the director of the Energy Intensive Users Group, and I represent the most energy intensive sectors in the UK. It's exactly the same kind of sectors that Rob presented in his presentation. So it's steel, chemicals, paper and pulp, ceramics, glass, and I'm forgetting one, and cement. But I also have two industrial gases companies, one of my members as well. One of it's present, and as a stand outside is Air Products. What I do is I represent my sector's interest in the field of energy pricing, competitive energy prices, security of energy supply, as well as cost-effective industrial decarbonization. So obviously I had prepared a presentation for that, but I threw that out of the window as soon as the Prime Minister basically called the election, and I decided just to focus on what the political party manifestos say. The elections was already touched upon yesterday a little bit, and tangentially here and there as well in the presentation, but I'm gonna shamelessly focus on that because this will have an impact potentially on your project as well. Unfortunately, the election manifestos have come out relatively late in the campaign. So the Conservatives published it the day before yesterday, and the Labour Party published it this morning, and the Lib Dems were a bit earlier in this week, and the plaid Cymru was today as well. But I'm going to focus on the Conservatives and Labour because those are the two biggest parties. So because of the publication of these manifesto was late. I haven't actually had the presentation because I simply didn't have time to put it in the presentation. I've written things down in the old-fashioned way. So I'm just going to read out what basically I've written down and give you a bit of my interpretation of what it might mean for the projects going ahead and industrial decarbonization in general. I'll start with the Conservatives. So they call the approach to energy and climate change and industrial decarbonization affordable and pragmatic, and you've heard that soundbite before by the Prime Minister. But what it does mean, and it is relevant for the people here, they want to build two CCS clusters in the northwest Wales and northwest of England, and on Teesside and the Humber, basically that's right in this space, that's in commitment. So that's that. They also announced that one can commit 1.1 billion towards the Green Industry Growth Accelerator, and that's a program particularly focused on hydrogen and particularly underlying infrastructure deployment to help help these industries decarbonize, not necessarily the industries themselves, but a supply chain of these industries. Then again, I looked it up as well because this is not a new program that has been announced in the budget in 2023. And that was an allocation of 960 million. So I think the difference is not that great. So there's already a re-announcement of, to a large extent, of money already allocated. On nuclear, as discussed on today as well, the Conservative manifesto commits basically to approve large new nuclear, but also make speedily basically approve the small modular reactors as well. So you have an emphasis on nuclear over there. The Conservatives also want to introduce the Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism, and they basically name the sectors which they want to apply this to, including, unfortunately, ceramics as well. Tim, so want to do that. Again, there's already a consultation on now, which closes today. The Treasury launched 3 months ago. Interestingly, picked up is that they want to rule out creating further so-called green levies. And these are levies based on energy bill to fund certain technologies. So the most biggest one is probably the contract for difference levy, which basically you see in your bill as a household, but also used to see when you're actually energy industries. So no one should use it, but there are still a few things in the pipeline that the current Conservative government has announced. And you have to think about the hydrogen levy and the nuclear regulated asset base levy as well, and potentially in the future potential CCS levy. So that will be interesting how, if the Conservatives win election, how they're going to square that. Finally, this is interesting as well. There's a whole debate going on so-called REMA, the Review of Electricity Market Arrangements, and in the manifesto, conservative commit to more efficient local markets. This is basically introducing local marginal wholesale pricing in the electricity markets at the local level. So that gives you a bit what the conservatives come from, and it is more or less, you read it, it's a lot of the stuff, all the policies already in train. So there's not a lot of new stuff, but I want to basically follow up whatever they introduced, consulted upon, or announced in the past years. So then let me turn to Labour, which is less what the Conservatives do. They have actually pretty good bullet points. This is what we're going to do, this is what we're going to do, this is what we're going to do. The Labour manifesto is almost a bit more philosophical, but with some ideas behind that. And a few key ideas, and this runs then through the individual commitments as well. They want to use public investment to crowd in private investment. They're pretty upfront with that. And this is probably still a legacy from their era when Corbyn was party leader. They want to basically have it, do that in partnership with business. And that's still a reference to that. And don't forget, it's a Labour Party, so they have much more emphasis on employment in their manifesto as well. But practically, and this will be a difficult one for the Labour Party. If you read a manifesto, there's always an assumption in there that the more renewables they put on the grid, the clean energy mission, that will drive down wholesale prices. It's not as straightforward as that thinking. We can go into that in Q&A, but it goes back to the electricity market arrangement. The proportion of more renewables on the electricity grid doesn't necessarily mean one-to-one a reduction in your electricity wholesale price. That will probably pose them a problem, but we may come to that later on. On nuclear, it's pretty much the same as the Conservatives, although it's not as concrete as clearing a new large-scale NSMR. They basically want to deploy this, new nuclear NSMRs in the same way. Interestingly, they want to keep a strategic reserve of gas power stations and Labour Party as well. Actually, the Conservatives, what they want to do, they want to build new gas-fired power stations to ensure that security of gas supply. Again, not too far away. The issue is, do you build one or do you retain existing ones? What you will have heard about, and this builds on the Labour Party's mission statement that they've published over a year ago, and one of that was about energy, and in there you had the announcement to create British create Great British Energy. Now, initially, there was a debate that it would be a supplier. They moved away from that, and now the move basically will be a generator. It's not quite that either. It is there to co-invest in leading technologies, and they've allocated a pretty hefty sum for that, $8.3 billion. So it's almost funding, and again, it comes back to using public investment to crowd in private investment, partly funding those big infrastructure, energy infrastructure projects where necessary. Now, obviously, this has some overlap with what the Conservatives have announced with the 1.1 Green Industries Growth Accelerator as well. Okay, you can see the common themes in there, but with Great British Energy, it's much more ambitious. And not quite sure whether it will be completely new money or existing funding pots that can be rearranged in government, but that's the idea and the folks. And that will not quite totemic, but that will probably, if the Labour Party comes in, that will be one of their major pillars. Further is what the Conservatives have, but Labour Party wants to have a look at the retail market, particularly for domestic users, so that will be some of the evil. They actually want to beef up Ofgem. And then the next one is establishment of a national wealth fund. Again, focused on port, yeah, go back to the previous presentation, hydrogen and industrial clusters. They actually link those two in the manifesto, and particularly the infrastructure around it. And with the aim of to help energy intensive industries to carbonize. How that then works is national wealth fund with greater energy industry, that still needs to be worked up. Slightly different approaches, one on supply chain, probably the other one directly on the technologies for the largest energy intensive users. And they've allocated $7.3 billion for that in the commitment. Finally, same as with the Conservative, the Labour Party wants to introduce carbon border adjustment mechanisms as well. So both parties basically advocate that, and discussion will then move on following the consultation. Now, how do you implement it in the detail of it? So quickly on, perhaps on the Labour Party, I've looked at that as well because they were out earlier this week. They also want to focus on CBAMs, so I want to introduce that. But that thinking is not as well developed as Labour Party, or is, don't have quite the experience as the Conservative Party has in for their manifesto. But it does have a section on helping understand the industries to decarbonize as well. So all the three main parties have something to say about cost-effective industrial decarbonization. Now, how this then translates depends on the outcome of the election, and as well as how you can put this into practical policy measures. But at least it gives you an idea what the different political parties are now fighting for, and if you basically think that for that the opinion polls are right, then you get an idea basically what will come your way if indeed the Labour Party may wins the election. So that's briefly me. There's a lot more in the election manifesto about industrial strategy and planning reform and some on that as well, and network access. But I just wanted to pick up these points as they impact directly on what we have been discussing today. So that was my presentation. Thank you very much.